everybody, and welcome to Size Talk. Today we're talking about a very special episode where we're talking about a certain part of our community with transgenders, non-cisgenders, non-binary, and all the above, even gender fluid, that we want to show that you guys are awesome. You guys deserve all the fun and experience you can have in the size community. And before I start again, trans rights. I believe they deserve their rights. We are all human. We all should have our rights. So I'm going to start off with, after having a conversation with someone on Discord that is in the size community that is transgender, I had to actually talk to both of them. Now, while the community itself that I've experienced has been a very fun and amazing experience, I can see that most kink slash fetish communities, actual doms who just enjoy being a dom with no strings attached, are few and far between. That is, of course, due to the influx of subs. Subs that have next to no experience or just want to use you for fat material and never speak to you again. That makes many doms see little point of gaining subs that are committed, so many become fandoms. The ultimate way to ensure a sub is yours is to have their wallet, which has been kind of true lately. In my personal opinion, we have been having this huge influx of subs, while not many of them seem to be very committed after seeing many of the giant has complained about that a little bit, and that it seems most of the time if you have them buy their wallets, then they are pretty much yours straight up. And that's kind of sad when you think about it. Now, while understanding becoming bitter towards this only breeds more and more subs and doms who don't value connection and understanding, the more and the less fast food ideology that all fetish and kink communities see now isn't one that should stay for long. I hope that the community realizes that if we just shun people who use doms and shun people who you see subs as walking paychecks, then the community can expand itself. This is just talking about overwhelming amounts of cis women, doms, and cis men subs. There are very few trans giantists in comparison. This makes sense due to two things. One, trans people are scared to either say that they are trans for fear of a backlash or being seen as a fetish on top of a fetish. Number two, they don't think that they'll be accepted in the community. I kind of completely understand for the fact that there are some people out there that just don't, you know, like transgender or non-cis or non-binary. I understand that, but don't be hating on them because of what they are or what they could be or what they could not be. It's just being respectful, showing that you care and showing that, you know, we're all humans here. We're all not different. We're together on this, especially in the size community. We should all be together. We should all be welcoming more, saying, hey, come on in, have fun, sit down, meet friends. I mean, there's even a couple of friends that I know that are transgender or gender fluid, like Stoner Giantess Lover on Twitter. She is a transgender gal, and she draws awesome art. Now, if you look at her Twitter, which I'll probably put a link in the description here, she has done a lot of awesome work. I have funded her Ko-fi page a little bit, and she's awesome to talk to. We have talked to about a lot of Giantess-related things, anime, some video game stuff. There's a lot that can be said, and just by talking to her through Twitter, it's been an amazing experience, and hopefully we'll continue to being awesome friends. In the role-playing side of this entire thing, when it comes to talking to a transgender giantess about certain things or certain actions, you have to say either their, which is T-H-E-I-R, or them, which is T-H-E-M, which shows that it could either be both boy or girl, which makes it a lot easier, more comfortable in the conversation. They don't like to be automatically pointed out as him, her, he, she, him, he. I kind of find the fact that, you know, not many people know about this. Even when it comes to using the word traps, which is pretty much used when it comes to anime, and seeing the boy looks more like a girl or something along those lines, is kind of a disrespectful word when you think about it, because it's like, what kind of trap? They're just a human being that is either more of a girl than a boy or more girl than boy, or vice versa. They can be either or. And we got to stop using that, guys, especially when it comes to giantess related stuff. Just say non-binary or transgender. I mean, it makes it all more comfortable and makes it more welcoming to the community. So all cisgender, non-binary, transgender, all the above, we're welcome. Come on in. Have fun. except in the community of fun, happy people. You may deal with a couple of thirsty guys or thirsty tinies in general, but there are people here that respect what you do and what you are. And hopefully that with listening to this episode, you can all become more welcome to this fun, happy, size-changing family. But thank you for listening to this episode, folks. Please remember, respect transgenders, non-cisgenders, non-binary, and all the above. Welcome to our size community.